Hi, and welcome to Living Word Northwest's podcast. We are so glad that you're here. Our goal at Living Word is to reach people, touch lives, and make a difference. Our hope is that this week's message encourages you and those listening with you. Remember, God wants to connect with you on a personal level, and we don't think it's an accident that you're here. If you or someone like you needs help along that journey, we are here for you. Stay tuned after this message on how to connect with us, but for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's sermon.
Good morning. We are so happy to be here with you, and we know, as always, the Lord has special things in store. We believe that we may say a message, but we know that it's the Holy Spirit who is speaking through that message to pierce the places in your heart, specifically what he wants to tell you, and we know that that's happening, and then he gives us stuff, and we get to take it out when we go out and carry that with us. So we welcome you, and we're excited that you are here. And if you are a guest, you can text guest, the word guest, to 31279, and is our way to get to know you.
Yeah. Come on, we should be excited that we're in church this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. You're going to have to turn up my microphone. You're just going to have to turn it up this morning. Because this morning I woke up, and it was one of those mornings where I had my cup of coffee and it didn't work. You guys ever been there? You're like, what is this? It's not working this morning. And so I almost sent out a WhatsApp message to the team and said, you guys, I don't normally do this, but if anybody could grab me a coffee this morning, I would be eternally grateful. And I didn't do it, and I came to church, and I just was like, bless God, I'm just going to fake it till I make it. And then Brian, our life groups director, walks up to me and says, hey, I just wanted to get you a coffee this morning. You don't have to clap. This is for me. This is me. This is a goodness of God in my life. Isn't that awesome? I'll tell you, I don't know. Right now, I'll take whatever I can get in 2020. And if it's a grande vanilla latte, come on, Lord, bring it on. So I'm really excited. I'm going to drink this instead of water just because I got a lot to say this morning. And last time I had coffee before prayer on Monday night, I feel like we saw Jesus. So
it was very hyper.
What?
Kind of out of control.
Okay, whatever. Well, then you can't have, well, you got one too. Well, praise the Lord. It's going to be good this morning, you guys. I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited that we can be in church together this morning. I'm thankful for this movie theater, and we are going to pray and believe God that it is blessed. And you know what? It's blessed because we're in here. And so the doors will be opening and business will be returning.
Yes.
And we just thank you for Todd, the manager that runs this place by himself for the next month. We thank you, God, that you bring him joy and strength this month in Jesus' name. Amen. This church, this theater is part of our church, part of our family, so we lift them up. Well, I am so excited. I've said excited like 50 times, and I've only had 3 drinks of this, so it's going to get even better, you guys. This year's vision series at Living Word is called Heaven on Earth. Week 1, we talked with Pastor Mac at the Brooklyn Park campus, and we talked about heaven in our families. And then the next week, we talked about heaven in our church. We said family, because it's not just a church community to us. This is our family. You guys are our family. So heaven in our church family. Last week, we talked about heaven in our city, in this community around us. And this is the last week in our vision series. And we've got some exciting things to tell you. But I just want to start by recapping what vision means. Because if you've gone to church for a long time, you're kind of waiting for the, oh, here comes the stewardship campaign, right? Oh, the vision series. And we have to come up with some kind of a cute cliche when January hits, like, having fun in 2021, says the Lord, right? And so we want to kind of set the tone of what's on our heart when it comes to vision. Because vision is defined, if you'll remember what we talked about, it's defined as the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Some of us need to use our imagination when we're thinking about next year after coming through 2020. So don't get stuck at just using this thing, because God's about to blow this thing out of the water and do some things in 2021 that go beyond what we could even ask or imagine. Hallelujah. So this week, Heidi and I, we're excited to show you a plan for 2021 here at Northwest. This is a commitment that we're making. Hear me out here. On this commitment Sunday, this is a commitment that we're making to you. We're here to serve you. So we're going to talk about commitment, and we want to take a different angle, because a lot of times we preach about the commitment that people are supposed to make to the church or that believers are supposed to make to the vision. But we want to talk to you about the commitment that God has made to you and to me. Because how can I commit to something if I have never experienced commitment myself? How can I love my neighbor if I've never experienced the love of God for myself? You guys are getting this. You're the spit section today. It's coming on you. Just, I got tested. I'm negative. It's coming on. Put your mask on. It's coming at you. So, babe, do you want to kick things off?
Yeah.
What's in your heart this week?
Yeah. Well, so much, but I'm going to focus. I think that
just
this
let it go,
been,
babe. We don't have to tear down. Theater's closed. We are in here for the next month, like, period. Yeah, and the setup team was like, amen, we don't have to set up, we don't have to tear down, the Vikings don't play till 3:25.
Cheers.
Let's do it.
We believe that a good commitment has to come from love, and that's what you're talking about, and that's what we want to just do this morning. We want to seek the Father's heart and just find and know and experience His committed love to us, because out of that place of love, then we're able to joyfully, effortlessly, like you were saying before, commit to the things that He wants us to be a part of, out of love, from love. Love being the main motivation as to why we commit in the first place. And I have always, I would think this sometimes, well, I know that the Lord loves me, good. But here's the thing, that the Holy Spirit, because He's living, because His word is living and active, know that there are deeper places that He wants to take you in His love that you have not experienced before. So get ready. And it may be things that you've heard, but just hear the Spirit behind. Because I know that He has things, I know so much that He has things for us this morning to go beyond just the words, because His word is living.
Yeah.
And the Spirit is moving.
Yeah, amen.
And alive for those deeper places. Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. So an example of this committed love is seen through the shepherd committing to his sheep. The Lord, our good shepherd, committing to us, His beloved sheep, because He loves us. I did a little bit of research on shepherds to their sheep in the biblical times to get a better picture of it, and I was kind of amazed at their commitment to their sheep, and I believe that the Lord is going to give us a richer understanding of that this morning. So the first thing that they're committed to, a shepherd was committed to protect his sheep at any cost, even if it meant risking his life to rescue just one sheep. And I love this fact that if a sheep falls over, he can't get back up on his own. Interesting, right? We need him. We are created to be lifted up by our Father, and He does that to protect us from the enemy, because if a sheep is on the ground and he can't get back up, he is bait for the enemy, and the enemy will devour him. But there is a shepherd who comes, and he lifts us up, and he is faithful to lift us up every single time we fall, because we are his sheep. And it was common for a shepherd to have a slingshot and a rod to use as weapons against wild animals and thieves. And this rod had a knob at the end with nails poking out of it that he would use to kill the enemy with.
I love that. I'm so used to thinking like Christmas special and you see the shepherds. You know, like this, when really they had like nails sticking out of their shepherd thing. Mm-hmm. That's intense.
Yeah. So
I like that.
They'd kill the enemy with these nails. How interesting. that Jesus was nailed to the cross. He gave up his life. He sacrificed his life to protect our life from the enemy. Yes. He rescued us. He saved us, ultimately defeating the enemy with those nails.
Yeah, that's good.
It's his relentless love after us. Right. John 10:10-11, a thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you could expect.
Yeah, yeah.
Life in its fullness, until you overflow.
Yeah.
I am the good shepherd who lays down my life as a sacrifice for the sheep.
Mm.
This is the Lord for us. I am so glad I'm one of his sheep. I'm so glad because he is there for us no matter what.
I feel like you're the nice sheep like frolicking through the forest and I'm the one that's like laying on his back like, when's he going to pick me up?
Not always. A shepherd was committed to lead and guide us.
Yeah.
So his sheep, he would use... Well, apparently sheep have no sense of direction, which I think both of us can 1,000% relate to.
If you keep pointing at me again during the sermon.
They couldn't find a green pasture even if it was a mile away from them. And even if they did run into a green pasture, they did not know how to get back home. They needed a shepherd. We are created to stay close to our shepherd so we know where to go.
Yeah, right.
And it was common for a shepherd to use a staff to help lead them and then also a slingshot, because what would happen is if a lamb or a sheep was straying behind or wandering in the wrong direction, the shepherd would sling a stone right in front of him to startle him to get him to come back on track. And I'm so glad that he does that. Lord, you can do that anytime, anytime. And he watches and he knows when that happens and he's on it. And the sheep always come back on track. They always come back to follow their shepherd. Why? Because they trust him. Even if the shepherd leads them into a dark valley, they will follow him. Why? Because they trust him. They trust that he is good, the good shepherd. Psalm 84:6 says, even when their paths wind through the dark valley of tears, they dig deep to find a pleasant pool where others find only pain. He gives them a brook of blessing filled with the rain of an outpouring.
Mm.
This is why we never have to fear a valley, because he is always with us.
Yeah.
And he is providing and preparing brooks of blessing for us that we can only experience in the valley.
Come on.
This
That's a good word.
Our good shepherd. This
right.
is why he is a good father. This is why we are glad that we are his sheep.
Yes.
That he will bring out specific special blessings in the darkest of the valleys that we experience only there.
Yeah. That's a good word for right now, amen, church?
Yes, yes.
Brooks of blessing.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for this week, this month. Oh, fine, lock it all down. Brooks of blessing flowing in to my home. Brooks of blessing while my kids are distance learning. Brooks of blessing into my bank account when the economy's... No, brooks of blessing into the businesses in this community.
Yes.
Brooks of blessing into your bodies, your kids' bodies, amen, your grandkids' bodies.
Yes.
Brooks of blessing. That's not some kind of clever, cute thing we just came up with. That's a word of God.
Word of God.
And if you receive it, and what do you have to do?
Follow. Trust.
Sheep are not smart. Just follow.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Just follow him.
Yeah.
Just follow him.
Yeah. Shepherd was also committed to provide food, water, and rest for his sheep. So sheep cannot find food and water on their own. They have to be led into a green pasture. Now, the grass would change with season. So as the grass changed, the shepherd would change locations. Pause. We can trust that as the seasons change, our Father is faithful to lead us to a place of nourishment, emotionally, physically, spiritually, abundantly provided for.
Yes, I
no matter what changes around us. Without a shepherd, a sheep can become malnourished and die. Our souls are created to be nourished by the Father. Now, this is probably one of the most interesting parts that I found. If there were no pastures available, it was the shepherd's responsibility to feed the sheep himself. Our Lord is responsible, committed, faithful to make a way when there is no way. Yeah. Wow. And he will do that for you himself.
Yes. Yeah.
And what would happen is the shepherd would take them on this journey to a mountain where there were more trees. And what he would do is he would cut off a branch filled with lush green leaves and feed it to them.
Wow.
A season change, a circumstance, a situation that we're in can try to prevent us from experiencing the Lord's goodness, his abundant life, those green pastures, right? And sometimes when we cannot see those green pastures, it seems like the Lord is far away. But in reality, he is even closer.
Yeah.
And he may be taking us on a journey to the mountain. We just trust him and we follow him. And a mountain, the way that it is formed, usually there is a valley right before it. So sometimes it can seem like it gets darker or it gets worse or it gets more difficult before it gets better, before the breakthrough comes. But we know that those valleys are okay. They're better than okay because there is blessings in there for us on the way, and we just trust him and we follow him. And when we get to that mountain, I imagine the shepherd sitting down and the sheep close to his heart, just like this. And he takes that branch with these lush green leaves and provides this delicious feast for his lamb. Better than before, in abundance. The enemy tries to steal, right? But the Lord will always provide, and he will provide in abundance, and he will provide better than before. This is who he is.
Right. Right.
And a lot of times it comes through other people,
yeah,
like the latte, right? We can know that every good gift is from him. It is like a branch of lush green leaves,
yeah,
that he gives to bless us and,
yeah,
to provide for us and to tell us, I see you, I am here. We may be on a journey, just follow me, trust,
yeah,
me. And guess what? After that, they have to go back down, right? At some point. But guess what? Now the sheep have even a deeper trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think about that. You need to pay your bills coming up here. He can bring it to you in a fish's mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're looking in your cupboards and you're like, I've only got a little bit of food left. He can multiply that, right? You need some sort of medicine to heal your body. He can use mud if he has to. He's going to make a way for us to be provided for and fed. No matter what it looks like around us, no matter what the valley is around us, last time this happened, we hit like last day on the toilet paper, if you know what I'm saying. And you couldn't get it anywhere. And the Lord provided. No joke.
It was through somebody else.
Through somebody else. That was a little too intimate maybe for some of you. But I'm telling you, he will provide. Our neighbors, we had our first baby together. And one day we show up on our front doorstep is like 6 months worth of diapers and baby wipes. There will be a way where there seems to be,
yes,
no way, church.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Yes. I'm telling you that.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah, he is faithful. He is faithful, and he's closer in that process. Just,
yeah,
know that he's revealing things.
Yeah.
So to open our ears and hear what he has in those times,
that's
right?
Good. That's good.
To not rush through it and just try to make a way ourselves.
Mm.
So the sheep are on the mountain, right? They're far from home. That means that they're far from home. So what the shepherd would do is he would build a fence himself. These shepherds are really, I feel like they're very strong and like fierce.
They probably wore flannel shirts like
but
this.
He would make this, he would, make this fence out of thorn bushes to protect them. And then for further protection from the enemy, the shepherd would sleep outside of it, risking his life to save his beloved sheep. There is a crown of thorns that was pushed into Jesus's head. He sacrificed his life to protect his beloved sheep from the enemy. He rescued us. He saved us. He gave his life, defeated the enemy. See, the Lord takes things out of his word, and it's all symbolizing his love for us, who he is, looking at his creation. Why it is, you know, shepherd and sheep, it's mentioned over 200 times in the Bible. It's for a reason, you know, he wants to tell us something through this. So a shepherd has to lead the sheep to water. And it cannot be rushing, fast, rapid, intense water, because the sheep are too afraid to drink from that. It has to be still, calm, peaceful, that they can drink from and they can rest by. Right? The location that the shepherd found was based entirely on where the water source was. We are created to find refreshing, renewal, life, nourishment from his water, near his water, his living word, the Holy Spirit, his presence of peace. This is what he gives. It's inside of us. It's what we carry with us. It is vital for our souls to have that in order to thrive and live and grow. And he provides that for us.
Yes.
We stay near that water. And I was talking to Sean this morning. I don't know where he is, but this is straight from the Lord. He was saying how COVID, one of the plus sides of COVID has had us just stop and be still and reflect things. When the water is still, what can you see? Your reflection.
Yeah.
The Lord has things that he wants to pull out of us, gifts he wants. And this is not just for us. Know that. It is for the people around us.
Yeah, that's right.
This world who is desperate for the gifts that he's placed inside of us, the valuable things, the places that he has for us to go, that he is destined for us to be a part of, right? To be still and to just know and receive that in that moment. We're not made to be rushed.
No rush.
Yeah, right.
No rush.
Now get this. If there was no calm, still water for the sheep, the shepherd would find a well. He'll find it. And he will provide it.
Right.
So he will provide this water for us in the wilderness, no matter what the wilderness looks like, no matter how barren or dry it is, there will be water provided for us, no matter what other people are experiencing, no matter what other people are saying, no matter what comes against us.
Yeah.
There is this constant, continual flow of water in us that we have to carry with us wherever we go. He will provide. Why? Because he loves us and we are his sheep. It's just the way it works for us.
Yeah,
and it will always work for us that way. This is his kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, that's good. It's so good.
All right. Isaiah 49:10. They will never be hungry or thirsty. Neither scorching sun nor desert wind will hurt them. For he, the loving one, will guide them and lead them to restful, renewing streams of water. Notice that there is a process between desert and stream. And sometimes that process, that journey can be short. Sometimes that journey can be longer. But know that he is with us, you know? And no matter what, either way, there is a stream with renewal and rest that he is faithful to provide for us at just the right time that we need it, right?
Yeah, amen.
She's looking at me like, right? Because I hate that process.
I don't, it's, yeah, there's good things in the waiting, though. I think there's even deeper things in the waiting.
You're right.
A shepherd was committed to heal and take care of his sheep. He was like their doctor. So sheep, when they were wounded or hurting, the shepherd was the closest to those ones. And sheep, a lot of times, would get cuts and scrapes and wounds. And unlike other animals who lick their wounds to heal themselves, a sheep can't. He needs a shepherd to heal him. We are created to need him to heal us.
Yes.
And is he faithful? Yes, he is.
Yes.
And what the shepherd would do is he would, every cut, he cares about every cut. He cares about every cut, no matter how insignificant we may think it is. Just know that. And the shepherd takes the oil and he puts it on the wound. And sometimes he'll wrap it with a cloth. Oil in the Bible represents the Holy Spirit. So when we need an emotional or physical healing, when we're hurting, he comes closer and he wraps his healing presence around the hurt, around the pain, around the wound. Psalm 33:20, the Lord alone is our radiant hope. And we will trust in him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us.
Yes.
I know some of you have probably heard this. Maybe you haven't. But flies, they liked to go up sheep's noses. So they'd travel up their noses. They would lay eggs. Those eggs would hatch into worms. And the worms would burrow into their brain.
They're called children.
Not okay. And the sheep would bang his head to get rid of the irritation.
You all know I'm right. Whatever.
Which would destroy him. Babe, that doesn't apply. It would destroy the sheep. They would die from that. So what the shepherd would do is he would take oil and he would put it every day. He did this for all of his sheep. He would put oil on their nose and in their nose so that when a fly tried to come up, it would slide right out.
Yeah.
Flies are like lies from the enemy who comes to try. He tries to build strongholds of lies in our minds that ultimately destroy us, destroy our lives. The good news is that the Lord knows how to handle flies.
Yeah.
And that oil is like him putting the fragrance of the Holy Spirit on us and filling us and covering us with the Spirit of truth so that we know the truth because he is in us and he is on us each day, filling us with his truth so that when a lie comes, it slides right off. We recognize this as a lie and it slides right off.
Yeah.
That doesn't line up with the truth that I know.
No, that's right.
And that's why this is a Holy Spirit-led church. There's your 2021 vision for you guys. Led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? That anointing, inside, outside. It's so good, babe.
Yeah. And one of the ways that he takes care of his sheep is when they get lost. So the sheep, how they would get lost is they would put their nose to the ground and they would follow a path of grass, slowly separating themselves from the flock. And their nose was to the ground, and they'd follow that until they looked up and they realized that they were lost and isolated and alone. And then the sheep was scared, and he'd frantically try to find his way back home, but we know that sheep can't find their way home unless a shepherd, like in Luke 15, he leaves the 99 in search and in pursuit of the one who is lost and scared and lonely. And when he finds him, not if, it's never if, when he finds that lost, scared sheep, he does not shame him and condemn him and remind him of all the wrong choices and punish him for making those wrong choices and withhold love from him and withhold blessing from him. No, he lifts him up and then he puts him on his shoulders like a child. And then he carries him all the way back home. He doesn't even make them walk. He carries them. And then on top of that, he has a party to celebrate the fact that His sheep was lost and now he's found.
Yes.
We are created to be pursued and found by our Father. Yes. This relentless love he has, this relentless pursuit, just because he wants to be with us.
Yes.
This is who our Father is.
Yes.
In Hebrews 12, it said Jesus endured the cross. Why? Because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his. We are worth fighting for. We are worth dying for. We are worth protecting. He will always provide for us. He does it because of love.
Yeah.
And in that time, the shepherds especially, they saw their sheep like family. And the shepherd would call and name each sheep by name. And when he called them, they knew his voice and they would follow him, which made it easier to discern the voice of an enemy or the voice of a stranger.
Right.
And I just want to finish it and wrap it up with this is that it was common for a shepherd to have a flute and he would play it and it would bring the sheep peace. And how interesting that the Hebrew word for psalms means to play a pipe or a flute. So the psalms are like the Lord playing his flute, playing his music, playing his violin, playing that over us to bring us peace. And I just want to spend 50 seconds, and I'm going to read Psalm 23, and I thank the Lord ahead of time that his committed love just sinks into our heart and grows strong and healthy and vibrant out of us.
Yeah.
So Psalm 23, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness, so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of the deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and your love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Powerful.
This is a part of our life before we're in eternity with him. And he fills us with his love, with his wonder, with his beauty, with his peace, all that he is, so much that is bursting out of us to other people. His love for other people. And that's when we partner with him and we get to let him overflow out of us, leading the lost and the lonely to his green pastures, to his brooks of bliss, letting heaven, his heart, flow through us to our families, to this amazing church family, to the communities and the cities beyond. And it all starts with knowing and experiencing his committed love for us, that relentless, unbroken pursuit, that never-ending love for us.
Wow.
And it's not just for us, it's for the other people.
That's
what a
so good.
Blessing that
so
he
good.
Sets it up that way.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks again for joining us this week. We know that God meets us right where we are, no matter where that is. If you want to get plugged into our church community by joining one of our life groups, donate to our cause, or just learn more about the mission here at Northwest, please visit us at lwcc.org/Northwest. You can also text the word CONNECT to 612-688-3939. That's 612-688-3939. If this message encouraged you, it would probably encourage someone you know, so feel free to share it. We look forward to connecting with you and hope that you'll join us again next week.